Well, that was probably a very good idea.
Well, it's just one startup,
well, we've never done it before. Nice small room.
It was, well, it was awfully good to do it in that room. It's a sensational room. And it's,
well, it's kind of a, that's what I meant. I meant
good
picture. So, when I say hokey, a little bit skimmy, but I just, I saw it as an important. Oh, you got some pictures.
And that shows you the size of the demonstration.
Off the Christ section, I don't know, 6,000 people.
No, although it got a little bigger than that.
Yeah, others around, sure.
But, you can see sort of the kinds of people.
Good God.
They're not real bad.
Well, they're bad enough. And these thieves here look bad enough. These kids are cleaned up. And yeah, they do a mean, they do horrible.
Look at that sign.
Dicks in the middle of the screw.
Don't change dicks in the middle of the screw. Vote for Turkey Dick in 72. In other words, there's no question whether it's a,
yeah,
whether it was an
ad. This one, this one I think is an excellent one to get around.
Sure.
Here's another good one.
Look at this t-shirt. What it says there is Rich Dick in 72. And that one, you can see the reading in reverse on the back. It's, that's the one that says don't change dicks in the middle of the screw. Balance of government charter. And this question of government charter. There's sort of typical.
Stuff up,
it's better than that. It's hard to get. get still to these things.
Sure.
Stuff like that. double agent, and you know, she on balance, she's still with us, but the point is she's not strong enough to be someone that you would want to elevate to.
Well, the point is we are partial, so we can't put you, I'm not putting you.
Clear and well established. This is a propaganda, you know, North Vietnam propaganda, why is it hit that? If part Vietnam released for humanitarian reasons, why didn't they send them right home instead of running them on this tour and taking films up and all that? Now they have been treated okay, apparently. And so, you know, you're not going to get any atrocity or maltreatment stories out, but I don't think that matters. We're not trying to prove that the POWs have been badly treated at this point. I think that hurts us.
I think they all want to
scare the priests. You can't get them out.
No, what we want to do is just get them out. These are precious hostages. That's what they are. That's why they're not restrained. They want to relive.
One of the wives made the point that they haven't released any of the prisoners who were captured before 67, which would lead you to believe that they have not been treated well. Early days, they're afraid to let them out, which would confirm what our guy said. They may have stopped the maltreatment of them, they may have treated them pretty well, then,
recognizing that they're bargaining
because of what their value is doing. They don't gain anything from hurting them, they gain more from keeping them in good shape.
Members of the cabinet.
On the Gromyko meetings, Mr. President, I just want to make sure I'm going to get some talking points to you this afternoon. And it's very important to get the various subjects separated. Rogers knows nothing about the various Vietnam peace plans. He knows nothing about this war treaty. Soviets are pushing out. So that should not be raised while Rogers is present. Gromyko would like to see you for half an hour. I think I'll write out what you might consider saying about the nuclear treaty. And it would be very important to give him some blood-curdling talk about Vietnam to say we're going to make our last proposition next weekend. And if not, you will then have a mandate. And rather have him give a blood-curdling account of the Vietnamese state. We would like to end it this month, but if it isn't that...
I'm going to say I'm very relaxed about this the first time. We're doing our best, but if they don't, and they expect us to make concessions, then I just better give it a second thought, because afterwards I will feel no restraints, whatever. All restraints will be on. I'm going to say all restraints are on.
Well, I would say you'll have no choice except to bring it to a conclusion militarily. Because all restraints off, they might then get them into a mine. But, now... He's expecting to stay overnight at Camp David.
I don't know what you can do about not having Rogers stay overnight.
Well, we can do one of two things. We can either all come back and I could bring Gromyko in for breakfast.
Come back here?
Yeah, we can say because of the treaty signing ceremony and the danger of weather, it's better not to.
I'm inclined to think we're a little better if we all come back. I mean, if you have him stay and Rogers doesn't, you've got a problem.
That's right. And then I could...
But then I will have breakfast with him.
That I thought would be the
best. That,
and we can put that.
It isn't all that big a deal to stay overnight.
What I could do, Mr. President.
You can bring him for breakfast, I'll drop by.
No. I think it'd be nice if you gave him breakfast over there.
Right.
He'd be very pleased.
Yeah, that
would be nice. President, I mean, give it here to him. But I could.
In the White House.
Yeah.
Fine.
And what I could do is go up with him at 6, say, and show him Camp David.
The
dinner is at 8, I go up ahead an hour and a half.
Well, earlier. You go up the afternoon. Once you go up in the afternoon, well, if Michael Rogers will, he comes with me then.
Yeah, Rogers would come with you. He doesn't have.
He doesn't have to. I'm coming from the White House. I don't know. Rogers can get a couple of copies. Let's all go separately.
I think that's the easiest, and no one knows.
Who's going to take him? Are you going to bring Rupert or Michael up? Or?
I thought I could bring him up and
show him the place.
And we'll tell Rogers that the reason is you want to show him the place. Then we'll all go back together. And I'll bring
him
up.
Bring him up and then let him, you know, use the place to dress and all that sort of thing.
That's right.
And I think my going up on the helicopter with him and back is too much. You see, I should go alone. I think I should go alone and let Bill, or what do you think, Bob? Don't you take Bill with me? Would you gain anything by letting Rogers take him up? Let him play the game of escorting him to Camp David? Well, then you scrape him off again in the morning. He's got some things to talk to Henry about, I guess.
Not that. I think they're more presidential. I mean, they've been dealing with us.
That's right. What the hell there is whether Rogers takes him up or not? I mean, we played this game a lot. I guess Rogers just goes up with me.
Well, you have a group going up for dinner, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
So the group, Rogers will go up with the group that's going up for dinner.
That's right.
We'll set up a helicopter to take the group up.
And the president.
Rogers will lead that group. The president will go up separately, as you know. I go up a little later.
That's right.
Or might go up earlier. You go up earlier.
I'll
go up earlier to be there to welcome the guests. You come up separately with Gromyko. Rogers and his group, the administration group, but you go up with the Russian group.
Uh-huh.
It's an escort of that. How's that sound? Fair enough.
And then I'll bring Gromyko in here for breakfast on Tuesday morning.
No, rather than breakfast in my meeting, rather than the breakfast meal. You think you'd rather have a private, well, you think if we have a private talk, it should be over there, so it's...
Well, it doesn't have to be breakfast. I'm just thinking of these guys.
Yeah, all right. Other than breakfast. Breakfast is fine with me. I like it.
And then you can talk there about the nuclear underpinning. That's what you've much good mixed up about Vietnam.
Yeah. Breakfast is fine, 8 o'clock in the morning for breakfast. And heavy over, and you know, I have a couple of points.
That would just be the three of you?
Yeah,
the green ring.
That's true. Henry and I are in the other ball. It's on the drop over. What I would do is invite for breakfast to you. For the president would like to join us over there so that it doesn't get out around, you know what I mean?
If you'd rather not have breakfast, we can avoid it, but I'm just thinking of the psychology. You're already doing a lot by having another Camp David for dinner.
Well, the breakfast thing may be just a little bit. Really, I just might be better off to see him right here in the office, you know, invite him over and have coffee and so forth, that you have him for breakfast.
Okay. That's fine.
I think that just is a little bit, just overdoes it, just is a little bit too much.
Do it at 9 o'clock then.
Whatever you want.
But could you do it in the map room so people then don't see? That's where we always meet.
I will meet in the map room. That's excellent. Don't let we're coming
well,
down.
Well, then it's the tree design ceremony.
Well, then let's meet at 8:30.
8:30, because I think we ought to get him out again and let him come back for the tree.
Well, then let's meet in the map room.
8:30.
I'll tell you what you do. You can meet in the map room. Have breakfast served there for him, if he wants.
No, let him, I think that...
Eat breakfast
he, let him eat breakfast at the end of the
day. 8:30 is plenty of time. That gives us an hour to discuss.
45 minutes is all you eat.
Yeah, fine. And then, from there, then I'll meet in the map room at 8:30. Fine, good.
I think that's
then he goes away and comes back, arrives again. He has to leave, go away with him. Yes. Those people are re-arriving at that damn...
Well, not at 9:15.
Okay, it's 8:30 or early enough.
I don't think you, Mr. President, you don't want him to pin you to anything specific, so it's good to have...
We don't want him too long, okay?
It's good to have...
All right, we'll get him out at 9:15.
We'll get him out shortly after 9.